Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, as always, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the news today, Joe Biden is defending something that I think he actually should do for the first time, I think, in his presidency, which is to withdraw the troops from Afghanistan. So it's the correct choice. Of course, Donald Trump actually did some of that during his term. So this is, I guess, something the two of them apparently agree on. And Matt, you've got a Taliban response or Taliban comment to some extent on that. So we can talk about all that. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian and also
Matt.
And special guest host Etienne. Hey, Etienne.
De La Boetie Squared, author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed at government-scam.com.
Welcome back, and we're going to talk about the book, of course, which you've told me off the air has become a real good seller.
Yeah, from all over the world, 20-plus countries, thousands of copies in the past 3 months.
Way to go. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's rocking it.
I remember, I think it was, 2017 when we met down in Acapulco, I think at the Anarchapulco event. You were just releasing the book back then.
I think it was 2018, and I'm a rapid prototyper, mm-hmm. and so I think you got to see one of the rapid prototypes. Yeah. We're in a fourth edition now.
So we'll talk about all that stuff coming up here tonight. And the phones, as I say, they're open, 603-283-6160. Plus, here's a surprising headline. COVID distancing may have weakened children's immune systems.
You shocker, don't huh? say.
Yeah, so that's what some people are saying, some experts. But first, here from NPR. As security conditions deteriorate in Afghanistan, President Biden is defending his decision to pull U.S. troops out of America's longest-running war. He announced the decision in April and insisted today that he will stick to it, even as the consequences of that withdrawal become more and more stark. Quote, the question is, how much of a threat to the United States of America and to our allies is whatever results, Biden asked. Let me ask those who want us to stay, how many more? How many thousands more American daughters and sons are you willing to risk? How long would you have them stay? Now, it's interesting that it seems like the media is trying to give him a hard time over this, given how lapdog the media has been towards the Biden administration.
I'm really surprised to hear you say that. That's
so
true. They're being adversarial against him for that.
Just as they would have done with Trump. So it's interesting that you've got the media is warmongering and saber-rattling here, and you've got the two most recent presidents saying, you know, it's time this thing should end. It's been 20 years now at this point.
I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
I bet I could believe it if I lived in Afghanistan as an Afghani.
Can't even imagine what that must be like.
Could you imagine being a 20-year-old and never knowing a life without war?
Or without foreign troops.
Without foreign troops.
In your
yeah.
streets, randomly bombing and shooting people that you know and care about.
Unbelievable.
I was talking to an ex-Special Forces guy the other day, and he called it a giant U.S. heroin farm.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what it is, isn't it?
It's a giant U.S. heroin farm.
Silver Dave?
This was Silver Dave. Absolutely.
He would know. I mean, that's a guy who was there. He saw it all firsthand. I mean, we've heard those stories before, but every once in a while, you know a person in real life that saw it.
Yeah, and he's got pictures of himself between the poppies.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he talked about that. We had him on as a, I guess, short-time co-host. He kind of came and went, but he's great, great talent, great guy.
Yeah. Totally. And you know, every once in a while, you get to we used to have a crack epidemic in the United States. Mm-hmm. We had a bad crack epidemic, and then 9/11 happened, and then Afghanistan happened, and next thing you know, heroin's huge. There's heroin all over Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and I would imagine other places too.
And so I think it's interesting that the U.S. has troops not just in Afghanistan, but in Colombia through Plan Colombia, where they've got the DEA and kind of force, and they're mm-hmm. controlling essentially the two areas where the relatively rare poppy is able to be cultivated, as if they mm-hmm. could, were controlling the business. From
The CIA has long been alleged to be involved in drug trafficking internationally, right?
Oh, yeah. Alleged they've had planes full of cocaine crash in the Yucatan Peninsula.
One hit the ground in Arkansas, like right outside of Bill Clinton's hometown or something? Like there was a small airstrip. They're trying to put one down. They ran out of gas. Like they misjudged their gas needs on the way back and tried to cram more coke onto the plane instead. And next thing you know, it hits the ground like a half a mile before the runway.
There's just massive evidence of government drug dealing. I mean, anytime you give the government a get out of jail free card, the ability to just flash a badge and say national security, and you give them the ability, high performance aircraft, bases, like it's a license to steal.
They're not getting searched by the Border Patrol, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're just moving it in.
You got it.
Yeah, so Biden, he's right about this one. It's high time that the Afghanistan conflict end. Now, that's not to say that he won't just get them right into a new war tomorrow, so the next day, as soon as they come back, start some new war in the Middle East somewhere else.
Well, they said they were going to get out of Iraq, and they left enough security contractors, so it's okay. We've pacified most of the active resistance to the point of where it can be handled by, security contractors. We pull out the people wearing, U.S. Army, uniforms. We say that we've had a drawdown, but we've had a drawdown that we're going to manage with private contractors,
right,
or mercenaries.
Right, and then it's technically not the military.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. And from what I understand, it was always the contractors that were doing all the, most of the heavy lifting.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like the Marines or the Army would go in and do like a crash course on how to be a good citizen, and then next, when I say that, I mean they went in and killed a bunch of people, and then basically pulled back to bases, and contractors have basically been running the show ever since. And any little skirmishes that pop up, contractors are the ones that handle those.
It's a private mercenary army.
Yeah, basically.
Keep them skilled.
And who knows what, is actually going to be the case after the fact in Afghanistan as well. We don't have those details yet. Mm-hmm. But for now, they're talking about pulling out, and the remarks from Biden were made from the East Room of the White House. They came a week after U.S. forces suddenly withdrew from Bagram Airfield, a move that Afghan allies framed as a surprise. It carried heavy symbolic overtones as looters swarmed what for years was the center of American military operations in the country. So they're already gone from there. The Taliban have also methodically swept up more and more territory and now threaten to topple the Afghan government. Wasn't the Taliban the reason, ostensibly, that the U.S. government went in the first place 20 years ago?
Yep.
So this was completely fruitless.
Totally waste of time.
Yeah. And we just armed them, very similar to how we armed Al-Qaeda.
Well, I didn't do it. I wasn't involved.
Right. The U.S. government.
I said it's a waste of time. It's really only a waste of time for us.
Right, but for the military-industrial complex.
For the military-industrial complex, it was a huge boon, and who knows what else they're gaining from it. There could be a big conspiracy plan in place that it was necessary, and it's no longer necessary now, so they just shut it off.
Despite his decades of experience on the topic, foreign policy is a potential vulnerability for the president, according to, again, this is NPR, a poll that they ran with the PBS NewsHour found Americans were split on his handling of foreign policy. It rated below his handling of the coronavirus and the economy. Of the four issues tested, only immigration was a greater problem area, according to this. He acknowledged the grim reality that a U.S. withdrawal could lead to, but made the blunt argument that maintaining the status quo is no longer worth the time, costs, and most importantly, risk to American troops that would be needed to hold things together in Afghanistan. And I can't disagree with him on that one. Biden's long been a skeptic of an expanded U.S. mission in Afghanistan. On Thursday, he noted, as he often does, that as vice president during the Obama administration, he argued for a minimalist military footprint focused on thwarting terrorism. Then President Barack Obama instead opted to expand the number of troops on the ground.
That could also just be a game of good cop, bad cop.
Well, regardless, I mean, if it results in people getting out of Afghanistan and actually coming back to America, then that's a good thing.
Okay.
Right?
As long as they don't become cops.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to result in the military getting smaller or anything like that. But at the very least, they won't be making new terrorists. Because, the longer those troops are there, the more people that they're killing, the more buildings they're blowing up with human beings in them, the more angry relatives and sons and daughters they're turning into the next generation of terrorists.
Now, will they do it here?
Will they blow up buildings here? Yeah,
sure. Why not?
We'll continue here because they're definitely expanding the crackdown on so-called domestic terror. So maybe these troops, maybe his plan is to use these troops in the streets in the United States.
Then they'll do it.
Wouldn't be a surprise. You can share your thoughts with us here. 603-283-6160.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. All you gotta do, dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Etienne de la Boitie Squared.
And Matt.
and we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. A little bit more about the U.S. pulling out of Afghanistan. Are they pulling out just to have more troops to be used to occupy the streets in the United States? Is that a possibility? Is that the side of the story that's not being told here? Because I'm in favor of withdrawing from Afghanistan. So
sure.
That perspective, if that's all this was, then great. But is there more to the story? One of the Taliban has something to say. And, Matt, you've been checking into that. We're going to get into that story. But, two, your phone calls and thoughts first. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave, I heard you were back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time in several years this year. How was it?
It was all right. It was certainly big. It's not really my thing. I always have had this philosophy that we spend too much time socializing with each other and not enough time engaging the enemy in a political combat. But
well, you know, that's a different event, though. That's not your typical social event that happens regularly around New Hampshire. And I do agree with you on your critique of the activism movement up here. But it is important to host an event like that to attract people from outside of New Hampshire to show them what life could be like if they actually had enough people around. So I was glad to hear that you went out there. I imagine you got some new footage, and you'll be posting that over at RidleyReport.com.
No, I tried not to get much video.
Oh, wow.
No one sees my videos anymore, so what? I do other things, and I was wearing my Gandhi outfit every other day.
Oh, right on. So Bitcoin Gandhi was on the scene. Very cool. I love it. So that wasn't the reason you were calling in here tonight. What did you want to share with us?
So a reminder of the level of success that we are having in New Hampshire as libertarians have you heard about these comments that were made by the New Hampshire governor that were kind of secretly taped?
I think so, where he was basically saying libertarians don't belong in the Republican Party?
Something like that. I'm queuing up the exact quote here. I have it written down. Quote, "At the end of the day, it has to be about the Republican Party. It can't be about a libertarian wing coming in. The libertarians are not Republicans. They have their own party," unquote.
Yeah, he's not happy, from what I understand, about the libertarians who've basically been slowly taking over the Republican Party from the inside here in New Hampshire, several of whom actually 20, I think, plus 24 or more than that maybe at this point, of whom have actually gotten elected. Like straight-up anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist-type people.
More Republican than your average Republican.
Those guys. That's what he's upset about, right, Dave?
Yes, I guess. There was a radio talk show host in eastern New Hampshire recently who made the claim that, I wrote this down, too, quote, "The Free Staters and the Libertarians probably control about 100 legislators," unquote.
I'd say that's optimistic, but if we were actually looking at the numbers, I don't know, last week or something like that, we were talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is, I think, a Free Stater-founded organization. I think it was founded with natives, though, as well. Freedom-minded people are running this group, and they do a report card every year with all 400 state reps on it and the 24 state senators, and they look at their voting records and they say, all right, well, how does a person vote on this bill, and they give them a grade based on whether they voted pro-freedom or not. And if you look at the A-plus and A-minus numbers of people who got those scores, it was like close to 100, if not just over 100. If you include the B-minuses, it was definitely, the B-pluses, it was definitely over 100. Now, these aren't perfect libertarians, so I wouldn't say that they're controlled by the libertarians necessarily. But if you look at the A-pluses, I think there was like 20-plus, 30 maybe, that were A-plus, and that means they scored 97 to 100%. So they're there with us on every single issue, almost every single time. So that's a good cadre of people that's going to be, in just the case of 30 votes, that's going to be enough to swing any vote on pretty much any bill that's controversial, right? Because if it's a tied kind of, you know, split house bill, you want to get the libertarians on your side or else you're going to lose, whatever way that goes.
Yeah,
so
this was a hostile radio show which was making these claims. They were doing an expose show on the Free Staters. The host also said that, quote, "They're literally getting rid of taxes or slashing taxes, then they're increasing the capacity of vouchers for private and parochial schools that anybody can basically use.
How dare they?
The horror.
Oh, yeah. The people on the left are livid about this recent budget that passed in New Hampshire that, again, there's no doubt the libertarians had a major hand in. Jason Osborne is the Republican House leader. For those that don't know who that is, he's a longtime former sponsor of Free Talk Live. Like, before he even moved here, he's a pure voluntarist, pure anarcho-capitalist guy, somehow has managed to play the political game to the extent where he's now the number two guy of all the Republicans in the state house. He was instrumental in making this happen, and as a result, the state government in New Hampshire is cutting its budget by, I think, 3.3%. They're knocking $100 million off of property taxes. They're actually reducing the meals and rooms tax by only 0.5%, but it is being reduced, and I think they're like phasing out some other tax. I forget what that is. I forget which one it is, but they're cutting things for once.
Fantastic.
And so, it's not like they've completely eviscerated the entire state or anything like that, but a 3.3% cut is probably
huge.
More than almost any other state. In fact, I've asked this question before, and no one has yet answered it. Of the other 49 states, how many of them are cutting budgets?
I really doubt any of them are.
That's what I want to know. I want to know, is there another one? There might be, Idaho or something like that. Is there another state that's cutting their budget 2021?
I don't know. I know that I was just looking at the Cato Economic Freedom Index, and New Hampshire was 2 after Florida was 1.
What year? Do you recall what year it was?
I don't. It was on the website, so I'm assuming it was the current year. But
they usually trail back. So
yeah,
the current report is usually looking at numbers from 2 years back, typically.
Right.
So maybe it's 2018, 2019. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in 2022 or 2023 when it's the 2020 numbers, because New Hampshire's
cutting the budget versus,
yeah.
I don't think Florida is, because I think Florida's...
No, there's no way in hell Florida's going to cut the budget.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's a massive state.
Yeah.
Dave, anything else you want to share about the people freaking out over these cuts and the libertarians and the successes that we've been having here?
Well, there was an occasion in the 2011 budget, they cut that by 11%, and that was also blamed on free staters. And so it's just kind of a revisitation of that. But yeah, again, when was the last time your state, wherever you are, had this sort of quote unquote problem with libertarians? This is probably the only place where they count enough to be attacked so much and to actually see a budget going down.
Absolutely true. Dave, thanks for the great reporting out there. RidleyReport.com. Check him out. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Say what you want about the Free State Project. It's working. The Liberty Migration is working.
There's no doubt about it. And it's only at, 10%?
Yeah.
We had 20,000 people sign up for the Free State Project.
I think we're over 3,000 now. But we're getting better. We're doing
15%.
So it's basically nothing. If you guys move here, if you like Liberty and you want to do anything about it, move to New Hampshire.
If you're sick of losing.
If you're sick of losing, move to New
Hampshire. And Liberty's hot everywhere. All these Liberty events are blown up.
We continue. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
President Biden delivering what the White House is calling a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The president continues.
Our military commanders advised me that once I made the decision to end the war, we needed to move swiftly. to conduct the main elements of the drawdown. And in this context, speed is safety. And thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one, U.S. forces or any forces have been lost.
More bodies are being recovered from the condo collapse rubble in South Florida. The Miami-Dade mayor saying four more bodies were recovered this afternoon. That brings the total number of confirmed dead to 64. You're listening to USA Radio News. California is set to pay reparations to victims of the eugenics movement.
California is poised to approve reparations of up to $25,000 to some of the people who were sterilized decades ago because the government deemed them unfit to have children. It was called the eugenics movement and started in California in 1909. Although repealed in 1979, there are complaints between 2005 and 2013, eugenics was performed on nearly 150 women. Records say 20,000 Californians were forced to endure the procedure. The reparations will make California the third state following Virginia and North Carolina to compensate victims. The eugenics movement peaked around the 1930s. The money will come from Governor Gavin Newsom's $262.6 billion operating budget. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Spectators are being banned from the Tokyo Olympics. The decision comes after a COVID-19 state of emergency was ordered in Tokyo. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the number if you want to join us here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, it took a while, and it was a slow migration over a period of more than 15 years now. But the Free State Project, I agree with you, Matt, it absolutely has been a success.
It has.
Thousands of people who have migrated here. Nowhere near as many as promised.
Nope.
But
haven't needed them.
Yeah, there's still more that are coming on board. There's mm-hmm. still new people that are just discovering this migration for the first time this year. In fact, Etienne de la Boetie Squared is with us from government-scam.com, the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. You've been at a bunch of different Liberty events this year and last year and previously, but you're seeing an uptick, like a significant...
Oh, absolutely. So
it wasn't just Pork Fest.
No. So I go to all the major Liberty events. We're generally exhibitors, sometimes frequently a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving you some examples, but, Jackalope Freedom Festival 2 years ago...
Arizona.
In Arizona was 200 people. Last year it was 600 plus. This year I think it's going to be 1,000.
Wow.
That's jackalopefreedomfestival.com. What do we think? Like last year, there was around 1,000 or so at the Porcupine Freedom at Pork Fest.
More than doubled this year.
More than doubled, 2,500, and it sold out
for the first time ever.
For the first time ever, at least a month before the event, and I had people emailing me saying, "Hey, how can I get tickets? Do you know where I can, buy tickets from somebody who doesn't want them or whatever?" I think it could have been 3,000 if they hadn't cut it off a month beforehand. We just came from the Red Pill Expo. That was 700 people in South Dakota, the biggest Red Pill Expo ever. Liberty is hot.
Red Pill is the G. Edward Griffin.
G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Right. He's in his 80s, isn't he?
He's like his 80s, and he's still going strong.
He's going.
He's a gangster.
He's peppy.
Yeah, absolutely. But we talked about Float Fest, first year event, 200 to 300 you know, maybe plus, hard to tell because it was, you know, different people on different days and everything. But like all of these Liberty events are blowing up. I think Liberty is hot. It's
is it because of the COVID crackdown? Is that why?
I think that's part of it. But also I think that it's that you're seeing what I like to call the developing voices of the developing authentic voices of the alternative media are starting to, you know, kind of get the word out about Liberty, about the Liberty alternative, about voluntarism, anarcho-capitalism. We don't need government. And also the scam of government. And so, you know, my book has taken off the past three months, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. Essentially, the subtitle is, it's the government and media working together, how intergenerational organized crime runs the government and the media. Mm-hmm. And the big scam is that government is always illegitimate. You can never have a legitimate government. If I don't have the right to take your money or make up rules for you, I can't delegate a right. I don't have myself.
And you can't vote yourself a right with other people.
You can't vote yourself a right. And if democracy doesn't work with me and Matt voting for you to give us all your money, it doesn't matter if there's four of us or 250 million. Nothing is going to take something that's inherently immoral and make it moral. Well, just because the majority wants to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, let me slow you down on that. I think most people would agree when it came to looking at a small number of people, like it would obviously be unfair and wrong for the two of you guys to gang up on me and take, you know, anything that happens to be mine. But then they lose that understanding when it gets writ to 300 million people and this voting system. It somehow successfully obscures the violence. It obscures what's really going on.
Well, it obscures it because they sell it to the population in the mandatory government school. So it's
right.
In fact, I'm about to rename the book for the fifth edition, and I'm going to call it How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government and the Media / Academia. Because it really is, we're paying off the academia, whether it's the mandatory government schools or it's the state colleges, et cetera, and we're having them tell the population that government is legitimate without ever, you know, generally before they're old enough to evaluate the logic or the morality of the statement, we're sliding it to them as a religion in these mandatory government schools where it's a church school where the teacher is the priest and they have you do the common prayer of the Pledge of Allegiance. They have you do the sing hymns, you know, have the national anthem. They take you to
indoctrination chant.
Indoctrination. Yeah. They take you to Mecca, Washington D.C., and kind of middle
or
school,
the state house,
where they take you into the Capitol, which looks like the Vatican for a reason. They take you into the temples. They show you the deities, and it gets you to tithe the portion of your income. And then they have classic shave-headed cult members, which is the military and the police, who they put through a completely kind of separate, unethically manipulative program where now we're going to put you into the uniform, the single form conformity. We're going to shave your head. We're going to segment you away from the rest of society into camps and
it's
military bases.
It's a crazy religious death cult. And
absolutely. Yeah. But it only until you realize how the scam works. And so, you know, what I do in the book is, you know, I'm exposing to people how the scam works. And once you understand how the magician does the trick, you don't get fooled by the trick anymore. And I think that is a revolution that's only going in one direction. Because once you realize how they do the trick, once you realize the scam of the whole thing, the illegitimacy of the whole thing, very few people go back to, you know, wearing a uniform and identifying themselves as a sucker for a system that is, you know, unethically manipulating them by controlling the information either through the schools or through the media.
Well, you know what, Adrian, this is going to require more work on your part, though, because it's going to be more than just this awesome book. We're going to need a piggyback. You discussed the problem in the book.
Yes.
Now we need a solution.
That's funny you say that. You nailed it. So the biggest criticism I get of the book is I get people saying, you know, you've done a great job of explaining how organized crime runs the government and the media, but it just doesn't matter because if it wasn't for government, who's going to build the roads? And so I'm actually in the middle of it. I'm about to pick back up. I dropped it for when the COVID came to try and organize resistance for the COVID, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But my next book will be entitled Voluntarism. And the working title was going to be How the Only Ism, Fair for Everyone, Leads to Harmony and Prosperity for All. And if you think about it, all the isms, whether it's communism, socialism, democratic, mm-hmm. republicanism, whatever, all of them have a ruling class.
Yeah, somebody's getting taken advantage of.
Somebody's getting taken advantage of, and there's this ruling class, whether it's the divine right of kings or whether it's rigged elections or whatever, but because of this, because of the system, this ruling class gets to make up rules for everybody and steal the wealth of others. And so voluntarism is really the idea that all human relations should be voluntary. Nobody gets to use violence or coercion or extortion on anybody else. Nobody has rights that other people don't have. And it's a recognition that the world is a self-organizing system. It produces spontaneous order. And every single thing the government does, whether it is roads or schools or, you know, air traffic control, which has been privatized in Canada, all of these things would be better done faster, cheaper, more cost effectively by the free market, by mutual aid societies, sure. by real charities, by nonprofit organizations. All of this stuff could be done. We do not need government. It has been the biggest scam in history. Yeah. It really is.
And it's time for it to end.
And it's time for it to end.
But it should be ended in a peaceful manner. Don't you agree?
Yeah. We have to have what I advocate is a peaceful and orderly dissolution of the U.S. Federal government, revolving it back to the states, and then the states revolving it back to localities. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm trying to fund a voluntarist think tank, and a think tank started to where we can begin developing solutions and begin say, you know, for at the town level, how do we privatize essential services? How do we roll it back? I don't see anybody doing that work. There's a lot of think tanks in Washington, D.C., but most of them are all statist.
Mm-hmm.
And so there really needs to be a voluntarist think tank where from the outset we're saying, hey, government is illegitimate. Not just the government is illegitimate on its face for all the reasons we just named, but also, really focused on the criminality of the government and the media and academia. So that this has been, you know, that there's, you know, not just like Boss Hog corruption, but we're talking about trillions of dollars stolen, you know, handed to private banks, private companies through these bailouts and stimulus, military industrial complex fraud. I mean, we're getting robbed.
Meanwhile, there's still these state cultists that fully believe in this concept, and they will use violence to enforce their viewpoint. Somebody who we've interviewed with you, David Rodriguez, is in some hot water right now in California. Let's talk about what's happening to him and how that all ties in here. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we're here. We'll take your calls. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. We're here with Etienne de la Boetie Squared. He is the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, which you can order for yourself over at government-scam.com. It's a great coffee table conversation starter kind of book, in my opinion.
Yeah, and not only on your coffee table, but I got a lot of people that are putting them, they're either running Airbnbs, and they put them out. They put them out on their Airbnb, and then they call and give me stories about the retired police officer that picked it up, or, you know, interesting like stories like that. And then we have some friends bundles, and we've, in the past 3 months, we've had over around 90 different people that have bought and given away 600-plus copies in this friends bundle. So people are giving around in fives and tens, and then we have a donor to the Art of Liberty Foundation that makes it cost-effective for us to cut the price to the bone. Mm-hmm. So it's very inexpensive if you're buying a friends bundle to give away to friends.
That's cool.
So
what's the minimum purchase on a friends bundle?
Five for $60 or $10 for $99.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. All right, so check that out. And I wanted to get into what was going on. You told us during one of the breaks about David Rodriguez, and he is somebody who I believe we interviewed last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Forkfest. I know you guys were there for some of that. And then he headed home after that. And did he make it back out this year, or was he in trouble before that happened?
I don't know when all the trouble required. I knew he was supposed to be in court, so that's probably why he didn't make it to Porkfest. But what happened is, so the long and short of it, David Rodriguez is a liberty activist. He's a doer. Absolutely. He runs the Gatto Project, where he is republishing John Taylor Gatto as books.
Genius.
He's the New York Teacher of the Year or something like that.
I think twice.
Yeah, and this is...
And the New York State Teacher of the Year. City. He was both the city. No, he won both the city and the state. And then he resigned on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal saying he would no longer harm children. And then he went on to write a number of different books. Weapons of Mass Instruction,
He
underground
completely
history.
Outed the government school Prussian system, all of the negative brainwashing techniques, all just the horrible stuff that people don't really realize is being utilized there. But
yeah, and it was a big problem for them, too, to have. So, like, I wonder how much damage control that public school system did in New York to try to kind of silence. I wonder what kind of power they have behind them to silence somebody like him, because he was a big shot in their circles. He won New York State Teacher of the Year twice.
What do you say to somebody like that?
And I mean, now he's coming on saying, don't come here.
Yeah. I will no longer harm children.
I will no longer harm. Don't send your kids to the school.
And
you know?
He made it, I believe, till his 80s, and then he passed away a few years back, or several years ago at this point. A
couple years ago. And
So David's picked up the torch, so to speak?
David's picked up the torch. He republished an underground history of American education, which had gone out of print. And he also runs something called Valor Academy, where he accelerates graduations for students that want to get out of the government school system early, and then helps arrange apprenticeships so they're not wasting their time in an indoctrination camp and they can be learning real skills. But what really got him thrown into right now he's in jail without bail
in California,
in Santa Cruz, California. And to give you some background, and I actually play a little part in the story, but when the COVID hit, I'd gone to California to meet with some of the donors to the Art of Liberty Foundation that are in California, and David and I were going into hospitals at the time, exposing empty tents, empty waiting rooms, and hospital employees openly speculating that the whole thing was a hoax. Mm-hmm. And we went into Santa Clara Hospital, which the LA Times called the epicenter of COVID in California. And I went through all the way through the testing process. There's nobody there. There's nobody getting tested. There's nobody. The tents are empty. There's a bunch of hospital employees dressed up in moon suits some kind of science fiction movie.
Outbreak.
It was just absolutely ridiculous, all standing around looking bored out of their minds. And I go through the testing procedure, and I get to the guy doing the testing. I take off my mask. I'm like, I'm an investigative journalist. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. And the guy looks like he's been, you know, he looks worried, like he's doing something he should not be doing. But he was honest with me, and I said, you know, are you guys testing a lot of people? He's like, no, they'd only tested 10 people the day before, and that was like a Saturday, which should have been the one day people were off of work and could go and actually get tested. And I said, you know, are you guys seeing any, you know, is there a pandemic? He said, no, they're not experiencing anything that we could call pandemic conditions. I said, are you seeing any more death or disease than the usual and customary elderly deaths and seasonal influenzas and things that, you know, normally kill people in hospital? And he said no.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot of those people. There's a lot of those people in the health profession looking around at each other like, is this even?
Well, we talked, and there was a paramedic that was openly speculating the whole thing was a hoax. And then, like a week or two later, we went into Dominican Hospital. We found the exact same things, tents flapping in the wind. I don't remember, you remember when they had the tents, because we're just going to have an overflow of people any second now. And so there's tents flapping in the wind.
This is in California,
which if you think about it, in Silicon Valley, huge Chinese population, huge, you know, flows of people in and out of China to that part of the country. So if you really were experiencing an epidemic that spread from China, that is the place where that is the that would have been the epicenter.
Plus, it's also the place with some of the most obedient populace out there. They just love the government. Plenty of Californians. So
they love them some government. And so we were exposing that. And then we go to a meeting of about 10 people, kind of 30, 40, you know, young 30, 40 somethings, maybe some 20 somethings, etc. And of 10 friends that just did not believe what the government and the media was telling them about the COVID. Mm-hmm. And we helped them filled in some pieces and everything, and we helped them begin organizing resistance. And we created what was one of the most effective resistance cells in the entire country. The first week we had 10 people. The next week we had 20. The week after that we had 37 marching through the streets of Santa Cruz, bullhorning, it's just the flu, people, it's just the flu. The week after that, we had almost 400 people in a Facebook group, and we began regularly turning out 60, 70 plus people at peaceful civil disobedience. They were closing down the beaches and the parks, and we'd have beach days, and we would all 60, 70 people would walk onto the beach at the same time, like, we're reopening this beach, and we'd have a beach party, and there would be.
And they wouldn't do anything about it.
Well, no, the police would come out, and the police would say, hey, you can't be on, this is why David, I believe David is in jail, and I'll get to the specifics of the charges, but in essence, the police would come out, they'd tell us to leave, and we would stand on our natural law rights. Not the Constitution, natural law. You don't have the ability to close the beach. You don't own the beach. There was never a period of time where the government got ownership of the beach. You don't have the right to do this, and you're using violence on peaceful people, which makes you the criminal. And we and I was there for 2 months, and in 8 weeks, we did eight different civil disobedience things, and we stood down the cops 8 weeks in a row.
Did you guys get video?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Got tons of video and everything. Okay. And so not only do we stand down the cops, but the city of Santa Cruz, the public health officer, rescinded the policy of closing the beaches and said in print in the newspaper that people refuse to be governed in this manner. So the people that tell you you can't beat City Hall, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you can. You have enough people.
Absolutely. And so I think because David was, number one, making the police look impotent and making the government look impotent, number one.
Well, that's what civil disobedience does. Yeah. It either makes them look impotent if they don't crack down, or if they crack down, it makes them look tyrannical. One or the other.
You got it. And he was making them look both. And also, he was publicizing that some of these bureaucrats are paying themselves $300,000 plus salaries. The sheriff is making $390,000. $380,000. So they're getting robbed. And so we were exposing it from this voluntarist standpoint of that government is always illegitimate. Mm-hmm. It's a scam. So we're exposing this. One of the other things that David was exposing is you don't have to have a license, a driver's license, and you don't have to have a license plate if you're not engaged in commercial activity. And so a lot of people don't realize that the Supreme Court has ruled that if unless you're, it's only a motor vehicle if you're engaged in
commerce.
Has anyone ever won in court on this? Because I've heard this theory for years.
I have.
Yeah, you personally?
I have. I called into Free Talk Live a long time ago to talk about it before I lived here. But yeah, I won in my hometown. No driver's license. I didn't do the license plate, but I did the driver's license, and I won that.
I want to continue with this in a moment, because now they're targeting David. So he did all this civil disobedience, was definitely a leader, if you will, in this movement. And so they always target the leaders. They always target the people that they consider to be the head of any kind of organization.
The mastermind.
Is 603-283-6160. We're talking civil disobedience and success stories here on Free Talk Live. There is a price to pay. That's
hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.